Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, hey, Waffle Gang, I do hope you're well. My name is Mark, and today we're checking out some relationship stories. And if you do love a Reddit story, why not consider hitting that like, subscribe, maybe that notification bell too, and let's crack on with today's first story. Much love, guys. Now, today's first story comes from Sienna No Mama, who says, I, 20 female, found out my mother, 43 female, had a secret baby 2 years ago, and it's not my dad's. This situation is really messing with my head, and at this point, my own mother and grandmother are near enough attempting to bribe me to stay quiet. So I, 20 female, am one of four, or so I believed until a few days ago. There is me, my twin brother Eddie, 20 male, and two older half-siblings, Ruben, 24 male, and Grace, 23 female. Ruben is my mum's first child, and Grace is my dad's, 45 male, first also. So around 2 years ago, our grandmother on our mum's side had cancer, and my mum went and moved in with her for a while to help and care for her. We didn't see her throughout this whole time, as my grandmother lives halfway across the country. Plus, at the time, I and my bro was busy with last year's school exams, and Ruben was staying with his dad in England, so nobody could go out and visit. Not even dad to see his wife, because he was really busy with work himself. Mum was gone for a total of 6 months, and when she got back, she had changed. She seemed very sad and would constantly be all over me and my brother. I assume she just missed us while she was gone. 2 years passed since then, and on a visit home, when doing things around the house, I knocked over my mum's handbag and everything fell out. Naturally, I cleaned it up, but in my mum's wallet, there was a picture sticking out of her with a newborn baby in a hospital bed. I was confused at first and thought maybe it was her with me or one of my brothers as babies, but it was dated from the time she was away with my gran. I ended up confronting my mum about it and she froze at first but then tried brushing me off and changing the subject, but I wouldn't let her. I wanted to know why she was in hospital bed with a baby around the time she was gone. Either she'd tell me or I show dad I told her. That's when she started crying and told me everything. She had an affair with another man, that's not my dad. She started her affair in 2018, got knocked up in 2019 and gave birth early 2020. I had a baby brother. She had a secret baby and nobody noticed. My gran knew and covered for her. She never had cancer and she just lied about the chemo and surgeries. How could I be so stupid? I'm so angry with her. I asked her about the pregnancy and the other man. Turns out she didn't go to my gran's to have the baby, but just to the other end of town to her affair partner's house, and just didn't leave his house, and what's worse is the affair partner was 24 at the time with 2 kids already. But at least he was single. She stayed with her affair partner and his kids while going through her pregnancy and left the baby with him. I asked more about this man, looked him up, and I know him. He's the son of a family friend, and I've seen him around town with my baby brother, and didn't even know it. I've not been doing well since finding all this out. My mum keeps trying to talk to me, but I either lock her out of the room I'm in, or be around my dad so she can't talk about it. And whenever she does get a chance to talk to me, she does whatever she can to try and keep me quiet. Even tried bribing me with money or shopping trips, and even got my gran to try and guilt trip me. I don't know what to do. Does anyone have any experience with stuff like this? Any advice they can give me? Do I reach out to this man and ask about my brother? Do I tell my dad? I don't even know if she's still continuing the affair or if she's in my brother's life at all. My word. And as I said, we do have an update to this story as well. I don't know if it's going to be a good one, a bad one. I don't know how it could be a good one in this situation at all. There's going to be so many hurt people in one story, no matter what you do. But whatever you do, it isn't your fault. She chose to have the affair. She got pregnant and used cancer as an excuse to stay away from the family during this time. Gran seems to be backing her up on this absolute madness as well. And I think whichever way you turn in this situation, it's gonna someone's going to get hurt. You know, if you keep quiet, you're going to resent your mum for a very, very long time. And I think there's no way you're going to be able to keep quiet about this indefinitely. You tell your dad, which personally I think he does deserve to know, it's likely to destroy the whole family. But again, this is not your fault. But Infinite says this is going to destroy your family. If you chose to tell your dad, it'll eat you up inside and you'll start to hate your mother and distance yourself from her. If you tell your dad, he'll most likely flip the fuck out and leave her. Honestly, your mother is the worst. She deserves everything that's coming to her. She cheated on your dad, had a fucking child and lied to everyone about it. And even worse, the person she fucked around with is a family friend. Sorry, but she's a pretty horrible person. Notorious Dad says, tell your dad, otherwise you'll become part of your mum's betrayal. Don't give your mum a chance to tell him first. She will just pressure you or spin a lie to avoid confronting her infidelity. Sit him down with a sibling and tell him what you've learned. Allow him to be sad and break down in front of you. Advise him to take steps to protect himself before he confronts your mother. Tell him to go see a lawyer and learn what the divorce looks like for him. It's incredibly important to be informed. Follow the lawyer's advice, evidence, money, assets, etc. No booze, no sex, STD check, DNA test for all the kids. Don't leave his home. Make her leave if he needs space. Get IC for him to help him deal with the emotions and pain. Shock her out of a fair fog with divorce papers. He can decide to divorce or reconcile after she's been served. Once served, tell his close friends and family so they can provide support for him. Cut grandma out. And one more from Lon Detman who says, tell your dad now. He deserves to know. Your mum has just destroyed many people's lives with what she has done. And I will admit that there is parts of this story that had me questioning things. I'm not saying, you know, it didn't happen or anything like that, but 9 months without seeing your wife, probably plus more as well. And I know life is busy and all this kind of things. We get wrapped up in our own lives and time flies by. You know, I do it without my own family. We say we're going to see each other as brothers and 2 or 3 months go by and we're like, shit, we haven't visited each other in a long time. Let's meet up. But 9 months plus, especially with the concerns of grandma, etc. I don't know. Maybe they did talk on the phone. Maybe they did Skype and, you know, you can only see the head or whatever. But but anyway, let's move on to the update to see what happened next. Hello. If you don't know what the issue was, then the story is linked above or just read the title. So those who DM me and friends, I've spoken with all and told me to tell my dad and that's what I did. At first, he was in complete and utter denial. And even when I showed him the picture of my mum with my secret baby brother and used the text my mum and gran sent me as proof. I'd never seen him cry before. Ever. Not even when my uncle died a few years ago, I never saw him tear up. Eventually my mum came home and my dad just screamed and shouted at her. It was awful. I showed everything to my brothers and sisters and my half-sister actually got into a physical fight with my mum. I felt so guilty about all of this. My mum has gone to my grandma's. Neither of my brothers are talking to her, and when it got out who my mum's affair partner was, my mum's friend group kinda disowned her in a way, as he, 26 male, was the son of one of her close friends who already had kids. I wish I could just go back to not knowing about any of this. I don't think my family will ever recover. My older half-brother is in England and is adamant on staying there. My brother is angry with mum and isn't speaking to her either. Dad is just crying and saying he is going to hire a cutthroat lawyer to divorce my mum and mum is distraught blaming me, but is demanding I talk to her as she doesn't want to lose any more of her children. And then there was one more comment from OP that replied to a comment. The comment said, you did the right thing. Your father was nothing but a good man, faithful husband and caring dad. What your mum did was downright evil. And the only thing worse than having a secret kid slash affair at the edge of town would be somehow tricking your dad into thinking the kid was his and raising it. Actions like that need to be brought to the light, and your father needed to know the truth about the woman he thought he knew. Yeah, it caused a rift, but it needed to happen. There's a silver lining at least. All your original siblings are grown, so there's no child support to worry about. And after the divorce, she can just hook up with her boy toy and be the mother to his 2 kids and their toddler. She still gets a family after all. Then Opie replied saying, apparently, that was my mum's original plan, but her affair partner said he wouldn't let that happen. That he wanted to be in the child's life and would expose their dirty secret. So she just abandoned her child with him. And it's one of those stories that has just a sad ending on the end of it. Especially so, she just abandoned the child with him. That was the plan because he was going to reveal what they had been up to. And it's one of those stories where you need an update. on that update. It's incredibly sad for that whole family and for a baby that's been brought onto this world and, you know, has been abandoned already. Bloody hell. But what do you guys make of this one? Let me know your thoughts in the comments below and let's move on to another story. And our next story comes from Sad Faced Warrior 7, who says, "My 25 male friends, 25 female, boyfriend 26 male, won't let me be part of the relationship, even though it's non-sexually slash romantic, and we agreed on it. I was really good friends with a girl, A, and had a crush on her. She seemed to like me back until she got a new boyfriend. I was unhappy and I said I couldn't be her friend because of my feelings, and she admitted that her behaviour towards me was misleading. She didn't want to stop being friends, so I suggested I be a part of the relationship. She eventually said yes and we came up with an agreement. Not where sex or romance was involved, but I would be invited to all dates that didn't happen at A or boyfriend's house. I would be invited to Valentine's days, no kissing, but hugging and cuddling, etc. 2 times a week was fine. We made up a list of things I would be involved with and we went on our first date together last week. A said she showed her boyfriend the list and he seemed fine about it. Edit. The list also included other cute stuff. It was 30 promises I made to her, but the others aren't relevant to this situation. I thought it went well. I ordered a salmon steak and was talking to both of them equally about their individual roles in the relationship and the future. I paid for our desserts and initiated a toast at the end with wine that I also paid for. I said if they wanted to go back to one of their houses, that was okay, and I knew that I wasn't invited to that, but to let me know how it went so I'm not totally out of the loop. They did this, and that night, A texts me saying her boyfriend isn't happy that I was there. She said he even wanted to break up or cancel any date not at their places. I was distraught and said I couldn't be friends with her, and her boyfriend sounds like he's trying to split us up. She said she will talk to him but doesn't think he will budge. I said he seems controlling and she got mad and I don't know if I can go to the next date, which is now on Saturday. What can I do to show him I'm a good guy and an asset to the relationship? Should I just find out where they are going and show up?"
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Oh, no, no, no. Edit. People thinking I want to make the boyfriend poly. I don't, and I won't hit on A. I just want to be there for the relationship, as I am just as important as her boyfriend, just in different ways. I even said at the restaurant that me and him are like two different pillars holding up a monument. Oh, no. A, which I thought was clever and would help him to see this was a good idea. I'm sorry for chuckling through that, but when I got to the two pillars holding up a monument, A, that sent the shiver down my spine. But I'm just going to find the replies from OP here, who says, one says, "Yeah, I see your point. I'm not taking their feelings into account much yet, but that's because they haven't given it a fair chance, so they can't have true feelings this early on. Boyfriend doesn't know me personally, so views me as lesser than him and an annoyance, thinking he is all A needs. But we are both equally as important, and he needs to understand that. We are two pillars holding up A. Without either of us, she would crumble down." "When we would sit down to eat on Saturday, after they've had a cinema date without me, which I'm not happy about, but I'll let slide. I will talk to each of them about what they'd like, all of our roles to be, and ask them to be completely honest. I will take into account what boyfriend says and take on board criticism, as long as he will listen to me and we can try to meet halfway. I'm not trying to claim her, but without pillar A, monument crumbles. Can we stop with a pillar, please?" Next comment. "Okay, I at least want her boyfriend to give it a chance before saying I can't go on most of the dates. He at least owes me that as A's best friend. and the other pillar, who holds her up on with him. We're equally important, as without both of us she would crumble. I'll talk with him at the meal on Saturday and we can come to a compromise. Maybe I could arrange the date and treat them both once a month. I am her best friend, so there's no other guy to join our dates, but I have a guy friend who I would let come if he wanted to. Next one says, if I followed the advice of crack addicts, I would never be in a relationship, yet I've had a shortage of opportunities because I trust myself more than basement dwellers. Now, let's move straight on to the update, and let's hope there's no more pillars, please. The update says, this was my original post. People asked for an update after I tried to take the helpful advice on board. Thanks to all who weren't cruel. And then there's a link to the update. Me and my friend made plans that I would be part of a relationship and go on the dates that weren't at her or her boyfriend's house, along with a lot of other things. After the first date, boyfriend wasn't happy about me being there, even though I contributed loads and talked about our future. I wasn't asked on the one today, but I knew where they were going and showed up at the restaurant to talk about why and discussing compromising our relationship. It appears they both don't want me to be a big part of the relationship, which hurts after we already decided on it. I went at the time. I assumed the meal would be only to not see them in there or be able to get in, as I didn't have a reservation. I waited outside for a while and they never showed or replied to my texts or calls. I went home and messaged them both about how I felt the relationship was very one-sided and we needed everyone to be happy. I sent a photo of the list of my involvement saying I would compromise. Boyfriend just straight up told me he didn't want me in their relationship and said neither did A. She just didn't want to tell me. I argued that it's not only their decision since we already agreed on it and I was already keeping my weekends free for them. But as I wasn't going to be asked on dates, I just wanted A to hang out with me on the day she wasn't with him. Saturday if sun, sun if Saturday. So I messaged A saying that since she hung out with him today, why doesn't she come to my place for dinner tomorrow? She said she needed to study. I said why didn't she study today instead of hanging with boyfriend, and that I feel the relationship is very one-sided. She said while I'm her friend, she doesn't see me as part of their relationship. Which hurt a lot because I thought I was doing my best. I offered to go to hers and cook for her and help with her studying. She still said no to that, saying she needs to concentrate. I haven't pushed it further, but I'm in two minds whether to just go because I need to talk to her about this. I'm worried she might be depressed or her boyfriend might be controlling, as she won't even hang out with me as a friend anymore since she's been with him. I've written a really long letter to her explaining everything, so maybe I should just post that through her door instead of going in person in case she doesn't answer if her boyfriend is there. And then there was a lot of comments where OP replied, you know, trying to back themselves up in some way. So the first comment said, this is so creepy, to which OP replied saying, when I got to the restaurant, they weren't there unless they were hiding at the back somewhere. I don't know if creepy is the word, but it has upset and made me feel unsettled. It isn't the safest idea. We live in a busy city and I was standing alone outside for a long time and I'm not the biggest of guys. The next comment said, so what I'm hearing is you want to be in a poly relationship and they don't. You sound very creepy and sad. No one wants to hang around with someone desperate to have a threesome with them. And OP replied saying, no, I'm a best friend and support only. I'm straight. If they want to leave and have sex, they can. And I won't be at their houses for dates that involve sex. A comment says, but you just said in another reply to me that you weren't going to be on a date with them. So which is it? OP replied saying, in the list we came up with, one rule was I would be present for all dates that were in a public settings and not at their houses. I went to one at a restaurant looking my best and acting my best, and now apparently that rule's gone down the drain for no reason. So I'm unsure what to do, which is why I'm asking. Someone said, good grief, she and the boyfriend need to get a restraining order on OP like yesterday. And OP replied saying, that's not a good thing to do to your childhood friend. I've been there for her through thick and thin. I'm going to be walking her down the aisle one day. She needs to think about how comfortable I will be doing that, knowing what boyfriend is like now. I'm as important, just in a different way. I need her to see that, but I think going to her house tomorrow might be a bad idea. She told me she wanted me to be her best man and walk her down the aisle if dad wasn't around by the time she got married. In return, she was going to be my best man at my wedding and possibly do the same. I don't think boyfriend is creepy, I just don't like how he treated me. I posted a letter this morning, so now is a waiting game. Next comment said, honestly, I think you'd be best off going to see a therapist. Her lack of communication is a boundary. She wants you to back off. Have some respect for her and do that. She doesn't owe you anything. She doesn't have to have your approval to date this dude, and you acting like you have the right to be in the middle of their relationship is seriously concerning. And Opie replies saying, I understand where you're coming from, but I'm not trying to be in the middle. I'm trying to be at her side, and her boyfriend is at her other side. Together, we are the pillars holding her up. I'm going to respect her boundaries, though, since people have brought them up. I'd like for her boyfriend to do the same, but I doubt he will, and she'll be fine with that. But I'll back off and not go to visit her unless she says it's okay. And I'll say she only has to read the letter when she feels like hearing me out, so there's no pressure. Someone says, are you going to be the third pillar in a two people relationship? That's weird. Opie said, no, I'm the second pillar. The best friend. Her boyfriend is the other pillar. She is the monument we are holding up, supporting. I write poetry, so I'm good at metaphors, and I like to drop them into conversations once in a while. To which someone finally says, you're a troll, but I really like the story, well done. To which Opie replies saying, I'm not a troll, but I understand people online thinking that way. Social media loners don't understand real life relationships. I'm not sure what to say. I'm kind of with that last comment, but at the same time, I've got no doubt this sort of thing has happened before somewhere, or is happening right now. In fact, I've seen a couple of stories exactly like it. Not exactly, but very close. So I will say, if there's anyone that ever finds themselves in this kind of situation where you think you're part of a relationship where you're really not, and you're trying to lever yourself into that relationship thinking you're a part of it and you're entitled to their time, seek some help, please. You need to seek some advice, some help. There's clear signs all the way throughout this that they didn't want you part of this relationship. They've even told you, but you still insist on being a part of it. I think you just need to seek some help. And that's it, really. But, gee whiz. What do you guys make of this story? God knows what you're going to say about this one. Let me know your thoughts in the comments below. Now, a huge thank you for spending 20 to 30 minutes with me today. Getting involved in the channel, your love, time, and support always means the world. And don't forget, at the end of the video, there is a playlist you can click and it will scroll through and take you through all of our videos. So if you're drawing, cleaning, whatever you're doing, don't forget to let me know what you're up to as well. I always love to know what you're up to whilst you're listening. Makes my day, it truly does. And I will see you in the next one. Take care, guys. Much love.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.